B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand with a podcast review of a podcast I was on. Hardy, I'm looking at microphones right now.
Yeah.
Because I never want to ever do this again or sound like that again.
What mic were you using?
I wasn't using one.
That wasn't you.
I had to use the microphone on my MacBook, the onboard mic. Oh.
That was not you.
It sounds brutal. I used to have one for this very purpose, but I gave it to Maz because I never used it.
There's a couple of pretty good USB mics out there.
I did. I had a USB one. I gave it to Tony Maserati. He's got it now. I'm not asking for it back.
I want to plug into my phone.
I never used the thing, and he was looking for one, and I'm like, here, just take mine. I never use it. Yeah. And then 2 years later, during a pandemic, I'm doing this, and I don't have that mic anymore. So I hope he, got good use out of it. I'm going to get a new one. That's what I'm going to do. All right, let's get to it, Jim. I know what you're going to play.
The main course, you ready?
Yeah. The main course. So we can stop this at any point? Is that what you're saying?
Let me know if you want to stop it.
Yeah. We're going to stop and start if we need to?
Absolutely. What we're going to play, Beetle.
I know what it is.
How long into the hour and 45-minute podcast?
Oh, probably an hour in.
An hour in. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Just go ahead.
I'd have been like that Sammy Sosa documentary where I just like, you know what? Thank you. Thank you for your time.
I was telling Jim, I do this interview every two years. There's a new crop of kids at UMass. I end up doing the same interview again.
Of course you do. You love your school.
Because you do this part every time, though.
Yeah, no, they just got me at a good time for this one.
What day of the week? Do you remember when this was recorded?
I will. I can look at Friday night. I can look at the date. Hold on. I'll tell you right now. Because Jim was trying to figure it out. Give me a second. I'll tell you.
I'm just trying to figure out what your mindset was.
I came back to work on the May 21st, and you guys were all ready to lose it, right? Mm-hmm. I came back in the show. Yeah, it was right around there.
May 20th was the date.
It was quite a while ago, then.
May 20th, which was 2 weeks tomorrow. 2 weeks ago tomorrow.
Huh. Okay.
May 20th, it was a Wednesday afternoon that I did it.
I've mentally been better since that day.
All right.
You ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like Hardy is really like a Swiss Army knife. He can produce. He can do all these different things. He's got all these skills, and he's kind of done so much in his radio career. I mean, is that a question you don't get asked enough? I feel like what's it like working with Hardy, and how underrated maybe is Hardy?
I would agree. I don't get asked that question enough. And so everything you said is spot on about Hardy. I think there is no one that I work with at the Sports Hub that I feel more strongly about than Hardy. Like, I just absolutely love the guy, and I think he's so incredibly talented, and I am insanely lucky to be with him every single day.
What can I say?
I'm confused by your praise.
What can I say?
Thank you. Thanks, buddy. That's... feel the same way. I feel a little uncomfortable. Uh-oh.
Zoe, I got you.
Zoe is speechless. Zoe, you okay?
Huh? Isn't it kind of weird?
I really feel like we should check in on Zoe. So we don't have time to listen the entire hour and 45 minutes. I'm sure he says equally nice things about you.
I don't know which kid this is.
What's that?
I can't remember names of these kids. So
you don't remember Cam?
He's the one that never stops smiling. He's a UMass kid.
Yeah, he made the pillow. The pillow.
Yes, Cam with the pillow. The yellow pillow.
I put him in the top three.
You ready for more?
How long do I go on about this?
Another minute and a half.
Almost two minutes.
Oh, my God. I give another minute and a half of the Hardy love. Oh, my God.
And then Cam jumps, and then you go over him to go back to the Hardy love.
I felt very strongly about Hardy at that moment.
And I am insanely lucky to be with him every single day. and work with that guy every single day because he's everything. I mean, he can do everything, as you mentioned, whether it be give you a take on sports, produce something, put together a bit, crack a joke. Like, dude, just the guy has done so much in his radio career, which to me is just speaks to who he is.
Did Hardy die?
Yeah. I want an obituary.
I tell you what.
What's your contract up?
I want to make a formal request right now. I want you to speak at my funeral. I think I don't know of anyone who could do a better job. That was perfect.
I think I'd do a pretty good job.
Or just play that.
And how he's able to adapt and be so versatile and be good at all the stuff he does, which is even more insane. Like, yeah, he was a guy who came up through music radio and was really good at that. And now he's doing, you know, for the last 11 years, he's been doing sports radio. And, oh, guess what? He's really good at that, too. Yeah. And it's sort of unfair, is what I would say. It's sort of unfair how damn good he is at things.
I have a question. So, who's it unfair to?
I'm so uncomfortable.
To the rest of the world. To the rest of the world to be that good at many different things.
Like Jim Murray was fielding questions on Twitter, and people are like, hey, what's it like? I want to get into sports radio. And he's like, no. Do not do it. Do something else. Why, don't you love what you do? Yes, but you don't want to get into this business.
He's not
Jim
wrong.
Jim Murray, discouraging kids to not go after your dreams of wanting to do sports radio or be in the media.
Yeah, I mean, he's not necessarily wrong.
Yeah, the media's tough.
Do you have a couple of cocktails before the start of the podcast?
No. Really? Would you like me to add more context to that, too?
I
could even say
right
more nice
that?
Things right now about Hardy. I could. To continue this positive man love, this man crush Hardy. Oof. I would say that working with Hardy every day, right, is when you work with Hardy, you're like, yeah, that's a guy that belongs in radio, and the rest of us just sort of lucked out, I guess. You know? That's what I would say, Hardy.
Jesus. Okay.
That's what I would say.
Thanks, Peter.
You're welcome.
Well, we have another minute. We can keep going.
Keep going. Is there a diagnosis that I haven't been told about yet?
And the great part is sometimes when we replay audio, we can't differentiate when you guys are talking versus the audio we're playing. There's no problem with that on this podcast.
What do you mean?
You can tell when when it's podcast Beatle talking because of the audio quality.
Okay.
We don't have to play a music bed underneath to let the listeners know this is a recording.
No way. No way.
When we switch back to the podcast, it's painfully obvious.
And it's sort of unfair, is what I would say. It's sort of unfair how damn good he is at things. So, yeah, no, that is, and you're right, he's totally underrated. Totally underrated, yes. And I mean that as a compliment because he deserves more praise than he currently gets because he's that good. So I think you're right, and I think you got to see that firsthand being an intern, and maybe not everybody realizes that.
Yeah, and I could connect with him on golf and stuff like that. He was always coming back, just cracking jokes, messing around with me and T-Bone in the back.
You guys messing around with
him. He's easily the funniest guy in that building.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
It's not even close. And
T-Bone?
You know, people hear some of that dry wit on the air. In real life, off the air, when you can really sort of let it fly, when you're among friends and you're, you know, busting each other's balls and you can get a little more mean. I mean, he's unbelievable. He's by far the funniest dude in the building. That's not even close. Yes.
I can agree. And I only was around him for a short time. So
it does sound like I'm dead. It really does.
It does sound like you're dead a little bit.
Beetle, this changes our relationship, you know.
Does it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why don't you guys go out to another steak dinner together?
What's that?
Why don't you guys go out to another steak dinner?
Oh, they're zoning the steak dinner again. Yeah. Oh, they're zoning the steak dinner.
Oh, my God. The couple's night out. That was a good night.
That was a good one.
We had a lovely dinner, the four of us.
Had a Facebook memory yesterday of a year ago. Hardy was over my house. True story.
Zoe's gonna lose it over
the house that day.
Was that before or after the Cannons game?
I think it was after. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
It's a nice day.
I'm sorry, Zoe, we should have asked you to take this segment off.
I'm good.
You could have tapped out.
I'll do a couple cameos while you guys do these. I got five today.
The love people feel for me comes with a price tag attached. That's the best kind of love.
I'll give love. There we go.
Wow. Well, thank you, Mark. It's very, very kind, very awkward. That's great. That's great.
Hardy, I'll be happy to deliver your eulogy.
Yeah, that'd be great. And by the way, why did Beetle get to okay the plane of that segment and not me? Because I may have put the kibosh on that.
That's why.
All right.
Because we wanted to hear it.
Jeez, I'm sweating.
I said, it's going to make both of you uncomfortable. And Beetle says, it's not going to make me uncomfortable.
I'm
said,
not
are you
uncomfortable
sure?
at all.
You went on for two and a half minutes about him.
I was not uncomfortable about playing the positive love and praise for Hardy at all.
You must.
I was worried that Zoe was going to get pissed.
This has nothing to do with Zoe. This is a little bromance
and that's
here.
Why he's pissed. And that's what he can't take. This has nothing to do with me.
Zoe, you'll be happy explode. To know that Cam talked about you coming in one day with a... he's like, I just came in one day. Zoe came in 9:30 with a chicken. Just started eating a chicken. Like a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
That's what he...
The hell's unusual about that?
9:30 in the morning?
You get up at 6, you're ready for lunch by then.
That was his takeaway.
We just got a call of a guy who caught this segment halfway through. He said, is Hardy leaving? What's with the tribute?
Right.
Hopefully.
Oh, see, and this is where it gets weird for Zoe. Now he's pissed at me.
I got people texting me like, what the hell is going on here?
Well, I don't know either, but
like, he's not leaving.
Don't take your anger out on me.
Oh, I have no problem. I got no anger.
Yes, you do. I know you. I know you all too well.
I'm good.
Yeah,
he's already leaving.
Now there's going to be like a smear campaign that Zolak starts. It'll just start like grassroots.
I'm good. I got vacation
house.
Coming. You guys can rub each other down.
He's
going
to go to his middle kid, the one who I get along with really well. He's going to be like, you know, that Hardy's real dick. You should just know. You know, he's not a really good guy. The whisper campaign about how I'm really not all that. Starting with your family members. Try and balance things out in your head.
I can agree. I only was around him for a short time.
I think we should force this to get way more uncomfortable by forcing an activity on all of us.
Okay, what's the activity? Ranking
your friends at the sports hub.
No problem.
Oh, God. That would be awesome.
That's easy.
Oh, my God. Yes. You want to talk about some compelling radio. We all have to make a list.
We all have to do it.
Not even friends. Who do you like the most?
Even better. Even better. You just make a list. You rank them all the way through.
Man.
You want to talk about.
Who's the best? Who's the best guy? Rank them. Your top 10. Everybody do a list during the break. Do your top 10 people at the sports hub. Go. And then we'll come back and everybody will read your list.
That could create some fun. Zoe, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay.
My top 3 are easy. They're already done.
Who are they if they're so easy?
I got... Just by virtue of what I just listened to, I got to put you at number
4.
I was going to say 2.
All right, don't go anywhere. 617-779-0985 is the phone number.
What a weirdo.
What?
I'm still writing his top 10.
On a box.
That's all I have right now.
What?
I'll do my list.
Okay. More to come this hour. We'll get to Jared Stidham as well. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I feel like Hardy is really like a Swiss Army knife. He can produce. He can do all these different things. He's got all these skills, and he's kind of done so much in his radio career. I mean, is that a question you don't get asked enough? I feel like what's it like working with Hardy, and how underrated maybe is Hardy?
I would agree. I don't get asked that question enough. And I am insanely lucky to be with him every single day. I would there is no one that I work with at the Sports Hub that I feel more strongly about than Hardy. So I'll go. He's so incredibly talented. But and how he's able to adapt and be so versatile and be good at all the stuff he does, which is even more insane. Yeah. And it's sort of unfair, is what I would say. It's sort of unfair how damn good he is at things.
Yeah, and I could connect with him on golf and stuff like that.
And he's,
like,
and he's easily the funniest guy in that building.
Yeah, yeah, he's hilarious.
It's not even close. And I will
always love you. I will always... That's big shoes to fill right there.
I hope everybody can
join
us.
At 985 the Sports Hub for .com for our next yeah, third guy in here. We'll take all applications. We're going to miss you. You mean a lot to the program.
The tweets coming in are unbelievable. The show will never be... from Malcolm Willoughby. The show will never be the same without Hardy. Best of luck, pal.
I'm going to send out a tweet. Everybody join me in wishing Hardy 98.5 the very best.
Hardy will be there too. By the Sports Hub listeners.
It's like putting Todd Rucci's car for sale in the paper.
This
is great.
Greg Gattato, rest in peace. Hashtag gone too soon. oh, God. Does Beetle put away his life-size Hardy pillow next time you go over to his house? Bob McDonald wants to know.
Everybody, again, please join me in wishing at Hardy 98.5 the very best.
You're going to confuse people.
What? I'm just saying wish you the best. That doesn't mean anything. I like to wish you the
best. Now
Hardy,
I'm getting paranoid.
You the best.
Now I think it does mean something.
So, the best. Godspeed. Zoe, what's on your box over there?
You guys can't mess with me like this because Corey's in the building today. I see John Corey walking around.
Oh, the Grim Reaper.
Yeah. I don't need this.
Best wishes to Hardy. May you have the best of luck on your new adventures.
Your future endeavors, exactly.
I'll miss them. Someone wrote, I'll miss the Muppets. I think they mean Fuppets, yeah. But...
Somebody tweeted, Harvey is leaving?
Now that's good. That's good. Those people get it.
What'd you write on your box, so?
Oh, yeah, my vacuum box here. So you want a top 10? So I kind of did a 10 and 10A. I came up with Jim as a top guy in the building. Winship number 2. Mark Winship, head of Patriot sales. T-Bone, number 3, you were elevated.
Oh, wait a minute. How is Winship? Not that there's anything against Mark
I've been with Mark Winship back to the BCN days.
We're going to start doing sales guys?
Well, I mean, you spend 3 hours pre and post with this guy, and then you see him in a building every day, going back to BCN, you know, first when Sports Hub's inception.
No, he's terrific.
This is
not a knock on him. I thought we were going to limit it to the public, you know, personalities.
There were no rules.
I'm a loyalty guy.
There were no rules. Just your top 10 guys at the Sports Hub. Go.
You said, hey, give me your top 10 friends in the building. I put Jim number 1. Winship number 2. T-Bone, you elevated right there. You claim right up the draft board there. Late charge right there by T-Bone as we cross people off the list. Jay Stu is in there at number 4. Maz, sneaky. Sneaky, sneaky good friend at Maz, Tony Maserati. We throw Lanny in for bleeps and giggles. Schmatz is in there because he's been around from day one. He's seen everything. Schneekloth, thanks for the Freedom Boat Club. Appreciate that, big boy. JT, the roof, Pat with the Quartz Light, and John Corey right there for keeping things rolling in at 10A. Because you just mentioned him walking by, and I can't wait to see the mask Nazi out there in the hallway. So we're ready to roll. We're ready to roll now. So there we go. What do you guys have for list?
I did not expect that type of list, so that was, I mean, you put thought into that. That
oh,
was...
I'll give you a list. You want a list? I'll give you a list. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I got all
feel
kind
like
of lists.
You,
I got
I feel
everybody's
like
got that top 5
in
list.
Your list. I feel like you weren't genuine.
People, you got top 5 list. Everybody's got that top 5. Hey, here comes the bus. Who's on that list, you know? You get one shove.
I noticed that Hardy and I didn't make your list.
Oh, I made a list.
Well, I mean, we were thinking about it. Oh, you're on a list. You too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did.
There it
yes.
is. There it
we
is. Didn't.
Oh, I just now realized that. Not on Zoe's list.
Yeah, neither one of us are.
I got to redo my list.
So we can't have a little fun this hour?
Guys, Jeff Howe.
Somebody
just,
wants to know
hold on, hold
is,
on.
Oh,
Jesus, did they really Jeff write Howe, this down?
Hey, Jeff Howe just texted me, what happened to Hardy?
He's leaving the program.
Somebody wants to know if the Fuppets are gone also.
Kirk Minahan just texted. In all seriousness, Hardy okay? Wow.
I'm fine.
He said he wishes you your best because he said, I got a spot for you if you're leaving.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Another tweet. It was a long, courageous battle, but the tick finally won. Rest in peace. Hashtag TikTok.
More TikTok. All right. You have any more tick pictures in there?
What the hell's going on? Oh,
so what God. Are you doing, Hardy? You got a list there?
I got a list.
Yeah. What do you got?
You want ascending order or descending order?
I want descending from the top down.
Well, I mean, I could only put you first after what you did. There
well,
on
you're
the,
first on my list. So,
yeah,
so you know,
there it is.
You're locked in, kid.
Mm-hmm. I had Zoe in at number two, but since I didn't make his list, I replaced
you
him.
Can, you can replace that. As people go up the draft boards late. You
know. Bob Sozi just texted me.
Uh-oh.
Hardy, is he okay? What's going on?
Fine.
Just everybody that texts, say, tune
Bob's
in and listen
building.
To the show. Everyone's seeing your tweet, Beetle. That's the problem.
I know. It's great. I love it.
Just tune in.
It's like we're doing some radio stunt, but we're not doing a stunt.
This is no stunt.
But
this
that's,
is
that,
no stunt.
Us not doing a stunt means Hardy is actually leaving.
This is
Do you
no
get what
stunt.
I'm saying? It's like a confusing cycle.
Well, Zoe is number two on my list, but after finding out I didn't make his list at all, I replaced him with Courtney Fallon. So I've got Courtney.
I had her three
on
my
list. The one that announced the
firing. I had her right behind Andy Gresh. I don't know what happened.
Now, Zoe is number two. Then Maz.
All the people that like me.
Yeah. Maz high up on I bet everybody's list. Maz is everybody's friend. Then Louth, then T-Bone, Lanny, Felger, Fred, D.O.B., J. Stu.
You hate Rich, certainly.
No, I don't know anyone who hangs out with Rich ever. But these are all people that I either know from, you know,
I've hung
like
out
a
with
long
Rich.
Time.
You've hung out with Rich before.
Not apart from like a station event or anything.
Oh, really?
Where's Cattle? Where do you have Cattle's in
no.
all this?
Wow.
He's not really
You've worked
in the
with him longer than I have.
Yeah, I've never. When did you ever hang out with Rich?
A few years back. We went to like a Celtics game one night.
Oh.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Oh.
Yeah.
DJ Bean. What's going on? I'm like, nothing. Wow. This is spreading.
Okay, Hardy 1, Maz 2, Gasper 3.
Gasper's not in the building.
What do you mean he's not in the building? He can't be on the list. He's on the air at a minimum twice a
week.
Oh,
I guess. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's true. So I'm you say Gasper, I think Channel 5, bang. You know.
Well, yeah, that is his full-time job.
Yeah.
But he still works here, too. And has
Gasper,
and he has since 2009.
Gasper,
so,
Murray.
I mean,
Gasper,
come on.
Murray. Gasper, he's, Murray.
He's been on the station the entire time we've existed. We used to have a nice little Saturday morning show together.
They're doing
graphics on the simulcast.
Let me see those again. Put it back up.
They're doing graphics with our list.
I need graphics. Right, I need
so
hardcore graphics.
Hardy.
Put them up.
Hardy, Mads, Gasper, my top three friends at the station.
Okay.
Jim, Zoe, T-Bone.
Oh, Jesus. Zoe's
this
fifth.
Show.
Zoe's fifth.
Jesus. Murray, Jim Murray, J. Stu, Lanny. You want me to keep going? I can keep going.
Yeah.
Wallach, Felger.
Wallach?
Love Wallach. Wallach's been very important to me in my radio career. Felger, Jones, and these are all people, like Felger and Jones are people that I will see time to time outside of work.
Yeah, well, I mean, the same
thing. I'm friends with both of those people. Like, there's no one on here that, there's no one I'm not friends with.
I know, that's the problem, and you mentioned
what you found out with this, Drew, like, you really can't make a list.
I didn't put
Dan O'Brien, Fred, and Rich, I mean, to a lesser extent, just because I don't see them as much, but still, I mean.
Yeah, I should have both Wallach and Big Jim on my list, and I just,
yeah.
Yeah.
This is the problem. We all sort of get along.
Yeah.
Like, sure, there are times when you get into fights and you bitch at each other, but at the end of the day, I don't have an issue with anybody. I don't think anybody has an issue with me. I think we're a pretty happy place at the end of the day.
I'm glad that you think that.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe after seeing some of these people, they think, you know, Beatles an a-hole. I don't know. Hardy, am I wrong?
No, and that's the thing. It's like, I love Adam Jones. I love working with Adam Jones. I love listening to Jones and Arcan. I like both those guys, but I've never hung out with either one of them.
I've hung out with Jones before, but when we were younger.
Well, you're a big...
Before we had kids, before we, you know, became adults.
Pre-COVID, you were the first guy to go hang out. You were all over the hangout. It didn't have the concert. Hell, you and I hung out. We didn't just go out and grab a meal of food years ago.
Right. Didn't concerts.
Matter. Whatever.
Go to dinner. Whatever right. It might be, Artie. We used to do it, babe.
Right.
You know? For this COVID stuff.
I can't believe Zoe.
Can't say I ever did that with Zoe, though.
Zoe, what's your reaction to being fifth on Beatles list?
Hey, top five's good on any list. My dad told me that a long time ago. You get a top five on anything, man.
I'm not on your list at all. I didn't even make your list.
Come on. Come on.
Once you make the list, though, I mean, that's the list.
That's permanent,
it's a fun
dude.
List.
Once there's
it's a fun
permanent,
list.
Dude.
Beetle, we have a tweet for you. It says, hey, Mark, I'm an aspiring podcast artist with a home studio. I'm wondering if you're available to call in and do an interview about Hardy. It's a six-hour pod called Hey, It's About Hardy.
Oh, my, that is funny. People are good.
Yeah, I could carve out time for that. Yeah, if we need to. Hey, it's about Hardy.
I should put that tweet out. Oh, my God.
It's great. Oh, this is great. This is awesome.
Do you know who the one person is? And technically not at the station, but do you know who's going to be really upset that their name hasn't been mentioned in any of this?
Who?
Chachi Hannon.
Fowler.
You got to put Fowler in there.
He works for NBC Sports Boston.
Do you think that matters?
Those guys are all knobs up there.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Like, then I have to include Tangway. Like, where do I put Tangway on the list?
Right.
I get along as well with anybody at NBC Sports Boston than I do anywhere else. It's
Phil Perry.
A better collection of people you will not find. From the producers to all the tech people, all the people that you co-host.
Yes, that's said in jest. Everybody, people know. I'm joking. Okay, I'm going to say no.
Well, would you be willing to put Fowler on your list then?
I think what we found out with this drill is really you can't make a list.
Contrary to what we just did, all three of us made a list.
Well, you made a gun to the head quick.
I would say after you get outside of like the top five, though, it's not very productive. It's just a bunch of people that you're friendly with and you sometimes every now and again see. Like, at least from my perspective. There's a large group in that second category.
The graphic says, let's all wish Hardy the best. You got to listen, Fowler.
Why? Why not? Why can't we wish you the best? I always wish you the best. I wish nothing but the best for
you
all.
In fact, when
you
call in, the first thing you need to say is you have to wish Hardy the best and then get to your point.
I think it's an excellent way of doing things. Hardy, why don't you give us headlines? You're so good at doing that.
Yeah, then we'll take calls on Hardy.
Valued member of the team here. And, we'll be right back after that. Don't go anywhere.
Let's keep this going.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good times.
Zolak and Bertrand, 11:42 on a Tuesday.
This is really nice, guys. Thank you. I have a lot of text to return, a lot of direct messages on my Twitter. people
a lot of,
yeah,
a lot of people theorizing about what you'll be doing with yourself in the coming months.
What's happening? Hey, I just heard. What's going on? Mike Giardi tweeting, wishing the very best to @Hardy985. Just a unique talent and a hell of a good guy. Hashtag TikTok. Hashtag Power Washer. That's great. Thank you. Thank you for that, Giardi.
Just wishing Hardy the best. That's all.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to have to pin a new tweet to my profile here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere.
Patriots called during the last break.
What they said?
Everything's fine. They went, everything's all right.
They did not.
Yes.
Nobody called from the Patriots.
Yes, they did.
Who called? Who called
Patriots
from the
PR,
Patriots?
Actually. I'm not going to name names. Patriots PR.
High up. This is so great.
High up.
What have we said that?
They're just calling to clarify, just to make
that
sure.
That is suggesting
they get us. They know us. They watch. Dude, we're on every channel in that building, all day. They listen to everything, and they get us. They know. They were just making sure.
Listener email. If you really want to have some fun here, in terms of giving your top five sports up friends, which there are graphics of on the simulcast. Tremendous work by Fowler. Neil writes in, who do you dislike the most or have the most difficulty with in the past? He says, for example, based on my listening, Felger and Marshall Hook detest each other. That is not even close to being true.
Oh, I don't think so at all.
Not even a little bit.
No.
Which is funny because, you know, you might get that impression, but that's not true.
Zell's writing here his top ten people that he hates the most.
So this is who we've worked with or have it? We've come
yes.
across?
Well,
yes.
I think it's people want to know people on the air, though.
Pre-games,
people, it's
post-games.
On air.
On air. Oh, he was on air.
Gonna need another box.
Wow, I mean, he is writing fast.
I'll wait till next one. I don't want to distract before I break.
No. We got on that list.
We'll start with Cattles. He's on there at the top. We'll keep going after that.
So's naming names. Oh, man.
You said make a list.
Yeah, I mean, Neil, the emailer, wanted to make a list.
Neil down.
So, wait, we're going to include people that no longer work here? That could get
got ushered out the door. Yeah,
that could get interesting. Well, then
we listed 10 people when we were doing our friends, and now they're only listing 8. And for this, I blame you know who. I mean, this
Fowler.
Yeah,
it's just Fowler.
Yeah, we're sliding 2 people per person here.
617-779-0985. Chris is in Hartford today on a day we are wishing Hardy the best. Hi, Chris.
Hey, morning, fellas. You know, I just woke up. You know, I worked the third shift, and, you know, I've done a lot of damage, you know, and I need to, you know, repent for my sins. You know, Harv, I didn't mean to take it this far.
Right.
I really didn't, Harv. And, you know, I wish you the best wherever you do go.
Thank you.
I hope it's not in sports. I just prayed for everyone's sake. It's not
it's the Harvey guy.
Hardy.
Yeah, it's Harvey.
Hardy.
It's the Harvey.
But, Hardy, I love you, though. I do.
Thank you. And thanks for your well wishes. I appreciate it.
See, please.
See, even on a day like today, Chris in Hartford admits that him trolling you, he actually does like you. Does that make you feel at all better today?
Do you ever fantasize about being able to watch your own funeral and, like, listen
no.
to what people say about you afterward? I think that's a pretty common fantasy, isn't it? Like, you daydream about it, like, who would be there? You know, who would be crying? Who would speak? This is kind of like that. It's
yeah.
it has an element to that.
Zoe would be eating a bag of chips at your funeral.
The response.
I wouldn't do that. It'd be disrespectful.
I mean, a lot of nice
it's
replies.
Like Breer at Belichick press conference.
People saying, good, I never liked him.
Yep.
In response to Giardi's tweet, there's someone else here who said.
That's not nice on the guys on his way out.
Coronavirus made a dumb political comment. Murder hornets. God, tell me it isn't the murder hornets. No, it's none of that. Still here.
Okay, why don't we get back on track? What do you say?
A couple of distasteful bits in there. I mean, who knows?
617-779-0985 is the phone number. We will get back on track with this date in show history. We will do that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
This is come full circle, by the way. Can I just say I'm not leaving, I'm not quitting, I'm not dead, and I haven't been fired. But it's come full circle, Beetle, in that I got a direct message from Courtney Fallon, who I replaced Zoe on my list with of the top 10 people at the Sports Hub.
She's going to put the Tangway stuff out.
Like, I hadn't spoken with Courtney Fallon. I don't know how long. She goes, oh, my God, I was just listening to you this morning. Where are you going? I'm not going anywhere. That's great. Thank you, Beetle. This is good. This is a good bit.
Pat Callahan, tell Hardy he can pound sand. I won't miss him one day.
Yeah. Beetle, you're proud of yourself. Your microphone is down.
Jesus.
Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just I'm proud that everyone has expressed how much they care about you today. I think that's very nice.
Yeah.
That's great.
It was bad enough when Giardi tweeted it, and now Albert Breer. Do you know how many followers Breer has on Twitter?
500,000.
Yeah, half a million.
We have you're up over.
Me. What did he do?
Yeah. You're up over about 750,000 tweets with your name in it.
Yeah. Shout out to at Hardy985. Your contributions to the station, really, all of our lives will not be forgotten. Hashtag blessed. That's great. That helps. Thank you.
That's a good tweet during these times.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. It's good. All right.
Someone sent me before we get to this date in show history, someone sent me a tweet that Cattles sent to Marshall Hook. Did you guys know about this?
No, what?
It was back in 2018 when Tutcher and Rich did the Sports Hub employee draft.
Oh, my God.
Where Fred, Rich, and John picked the people they wanted to hang out with.
Right.
And apparently Marshall Hook had some not so kind things to say about Cattles.
Jesus.
And Cattles
Here's my thing with Hook.
I never saw this. This is insane. It says gutless at Marshall Hook. So Cattles called him gutless.
Where's Corporate Jim? Corporate Jim is very good friends with Cattles. When did this all go down, Jim?
Every time Marshall's on the air, he takes a shot at Nick for some reason.
Is that right?
Still, to this day, I think. Like, even on the weekends when you're listening sometimes, you'll hear a random,
This is what I love about Hook. Like, Hook's like one of the nicest guys to be around, but then he doesn't forget crap.
But he's thorny,
and he will not let it die.
I don't know what the genesis of it. I have no idea. I just know it's been an ongoing, like, thing.
Oh, I had no idea that was a beef.
Hook comes to work so angry, which is what makes him great.
He says, like,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to read it to you. It says, gutless Marshall Hook. I guess you think it's cool to talk about me after I leave town. Plenty of people in that building have my number. But nah, I guess you think you can judge my personal decisions. Enjoy sitting atop the morality mountain. Chicken bleep move.
Wow.
I had no idea that was a thing.
Well, when you own real estate in someone's head, man, I mean, there's nothing better than that.
Damn.
They probably didn't even need a response from Book, but I'm sure, oh, okay, I'll reply. No problem. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, today is June 2nd. What happened on this day in recent years?
Well, we go back 5 years to 2015. On this date, 2nd of June, 2015, on the Zolak and Bertrand show, Joe and Evan on WFAN reacted to Caitlyn Jenner. I don't remember this one.
I don't remember any of this.
Bit.
Was this prior to Joe's thing? This little thing?
Oh, it had to have been.
The pineapple and the keys jingle? Yeah.
I don't think that was Joe's thing, though, what was alleged, was it?
I think it was alleged. Let's just play it. Let's play it.
All right. Okay.
I'm actually trying to... Okay. I don't think it's in here. Yeah, go ahead, and if you could play it for me, Jim, because I don't have it here in front of me. Go ahead.
Is this real?
What now?
I'm looking at the cover of Vanity Fair.
Who's on the cover of Vanity Fair?
That would be Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There you
go. No, she's pretty good. She's pretty good. She's pretty good. Father's a little messed up, but she's pretty good.
Joe.
She's cute. How old is she?
If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, how old is she?
Caitlyn Jenner is the father.
Oh, what? Oh, that's Bruce? Come on. I thought that was one of his daughters.
No, that's him. Honestly, he changed his name. That's why I'm saying, call me Caitlyn.
Wait, hold on.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that at all.
That's pretty good. He had no idea who it was.
Like, I wonder if I was here that day. I don't remember that at all.
Zoe is totally right on the Beningo thing, by the way. Reading from NJ.com, longtime WFAN midday host Joe Beningo has been accused of sexual harassment and having propositioned a former CBS radio advertising executive for threesomes involving him, his wife, and prostitutes,
Jesus,
according to a lawsuit filed in New York Supreme Court. Yeah, you remember that much better than I do, Zoe.
Ooh, I don't forget that stuff.
Who was this? Here's what I say. Where do the stuffed tigers come into that, Zoe? Fall into the equation?
There's got to be some freak. That might be part of the freak room. You know what I'm saying? He said, and I asked Joe this when we were doing the simulcast with him, our good friends down there at the WFAN.
Hardy, were you there? Hardy wasn't there
New
for
York.
That.
He was down in Foxwoods with us at the time.
Yeah.
And we're walking by one
of
these high-end shops.
I have a trinket in this room. You keep talking.
Yeah, it's one of these high-end shops that has, like, you know, the five-foot giraffe, the life-size lion. And Joe goes in and buys, like, this $350 stuffed animal. He's walking out with it, and he's got the big lion, like, underneath his arm, and he's pulling it down the hall. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? He goes, I got a room where I collect stuff. Yeah. Oh, my God. New York versus Boston.
Yeah,
we were down
there. It's a little table sign.
We went down there, and we thought it was going to be, like, a big fight, and we all played a little grab-ass with each other, and it was actually a love fest between New York and Boston. And Joe said, we have a room in our house where I collect many of these, hundreds of them. So, I mean, I guess he just puts them all through the room.
It was a life-size tiger he was walking, like a white tiger, right? Do I remember
Maybe
this
right? Maybe they go in with safari hats on and, like, guns. I don't know. Like, hey, let's go on a safari in
the
room. You're the hunted. I'm the hunter. Run.
And everybody's naked.
Yeah, and you can have one of them safari hats on. It just gets everybody in the mood. I don't know. Could happen.
Just real briefly, who was the guy who was like the inside edition or like hard copy guy?
Oh, Pat, what's his name?
Yeah, what was his name? Did the exact same thing.
Pat O'Brien?
Pat O'Brien.
Yes, Pat O'Brien. Thank you.
Nice. Yeah.
Pat O'Brien. Yeah, he had the voicemails.
The voicemails.
Remember the voicemails?
Exact same thing, like trying to solicit somebody. We'll get some Coke, couple of drinks.
You got
to make sure she feels like she's into it, though.
Back in 96, 97, our Super Bowl, I walked in to Pat O'Brien's down on down in the French Quarter.
New Orleans, yeah.
In New Orleans.
On Bourbon Street.
And Pat O'Brien's sitting there having a cigar.
Pat O'Brien and Pat O'Brien's.
And you know me, I lost it at that point. I'm like, look at you. Look at you sitting there in your own bar, like Pat O'Brien and Pat O'Brien's having a cigar. I was like, come here, look at this guy. It was great.
All right, we
got one of those Shaughnessy moments.
Oh, do you want to do these now, or are we going to have to put them off?
How many more are there?
Well, we got two more, but it's...
Oh, we should probably carry it over.
Yeah, we're already a minute late.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it after the headlines. 90 seconds.
All right.
Very relaxed vibe here today, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.